This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the second weekend of February. This is a huge week on the show because 55 years ago, February 9th, marked the first time that the Beatles were seen on television on the Ed Sullivan Show. Author and broadcaster Larry Kane will be here to talk about when they were boys. Later on in the hour, a dear friend of mine, wrestler Bill DeMott, will be joining us. Mark Risher will be here from Yelp. Then next hour, my first guest is Pete Best, the first drummer that the Beatles had. He was replaced by Ringo Starr. It's a fascinating story. Gregory Martin, author and actor, will be joining us. His dad was George Martin, who produced all the Beatles records. And then Bonnie Dix will be here, a dietitian. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today, celebrating 55 years since the Beatles hit the Sullivan Show.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
That song and those artists need no introduction, and neither actually does our guest, because he's been around for a long time, and I was talking to him just before we went on the air, and I can't believe how many things we have in common, so it's a delight not only to talk about what he's got to talk about, but also to have him now as my new friend. It's part of a trilogy, unexpected trilogy, I might add, of three books. The latest I have in my hand in the hardcover, When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top, my friend from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Larry Kane. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Ron, it's, I'm very honored to be on the program.
Well, thank you very much. We had a great time talking before we went on the air. That was a show in itself.
I think so.
I think we ought to go on the road with that puppy.
Just do it.
And Larry was asked to cover these gentlemen as a journalist. And I love the response. September, they're here. October, they'll be gone.
I said, what happened is I wrote a letter. Hi, Brian Epstein thought I was a gigantic American broadcaster. So we had a business card with seven stations on it. And basically, I said to my bosses, send a disc jockey.
You're right.
Send a disc jockey. I'm not into music. They'll be here in September, gone in November. It's another fad.
Right.
And that just shows you how smart I was.
But you had every right to do that. I mean, because how many one-hit wonders did we see in the 50s and 60s?
Traveling with them changed everything because I never heard of a band that ever sounded as close to the record that we said in those days.
Yeah.
I'd never seen hysteria like that. But in the early days, and just, let's put it in perspective, no one thought they were going to be iconic.
Right.
And if I thought they were going to be iconic, I would have brought more than my schlumpy little Instamatic camera with me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I would have purchased a nice camera. Fact is, though, that I soon started to realize that their music was bigger than life. Besides the fan adoration, that they had a collection of music that was pretty extraordinary in the annals of recorded music, and I really got close to them.
And, you know, I think when you actually step into something like that and you're creating a new road, as they did and as you were part of, you look at it and you think, well, you know, you've seen this so many times before. You saw it with Sinatra, you saw it with Elvis, you saw it with so many other acts, and it's commonplace, I think, to actually think that if they're going to be here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, when you think about the annals of show business, you got Sinatra, Presley, and the Beatles. You got to get this book. I don't care if you're a baby boomer. You know, I don't care what age you are. This is a remarkable story. What was it like when you first met him?
Well, I met them in the San Francisco Hilton Hotel, and it was very pleasant, except for Lennon, then, who I became close to. And he looked at me up and down. He said, "You look like a round peg in a square hole. Are you a nerd from the 50s?
Really?
And I said, "Well, it's better than having hair like you." I mean, because remember, my father said to me, he says, before I left Miami, he said, "Larry, watch out. They are a menace to society."
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because all the adults said, "Oh, my God, look at that hair."
Yeah.
But we developed a very firm and solid relationship, because unlike the others, Ron, and this is why you've been such a tremendously consistent broadcaster for so many years, you listen. And you ask serious questions and good questions. And I didn't ask them what they ate for breakfast or what they liked in a woman or the hemline that they enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them about the war in Vietnam, the racial intolerance in the United States throughout the world. I asked them about issues that affected them. And, they liked the interviews. I was sort of their straight man. And it worked out very, very well. I'll tell you one thing, though. For all the pathos and chaos and craziness of their career, nothing beats the story about how they got there. Because I thought, going to Liverpool all those times and researching this, I thought it was a rags-to-riches, clear path to victory. This was a story filled with so many potholes. It's amazing, to me anyway, that they were able to make it. And that they didn't wind up in the dustbin of history in somebody's attic right now.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I love this book so much. Because when I mentioned it was part of a trilogy, you have had a couple other books out about the Beatles. You know, one was A Ticket to Ride, and the other one was Lennon Revealed. But this is the story of how they got to February 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show, which I think is the meat and potatoes of it, because you never hear those stories. I mean, us fanatics know them because we've heard them before, but I got to tell you, there are a lot in here that I never heard before.
Well, the one that there's so much that stands out, and frankly, to be very honest with you, I've been an anchor man for decades.
You're the dean of Philadelphia.
I've interviewed the world, and no matter what. Wherever I meet somebody, they don't want to know about LBJ. They don't want to know about JFK. But I always tell the story of what happened, and I'll tell you a little bit about when Jimmy Carter was about to lose to Ronald Reagan in 1980. I was doing a live interview with him, and there was a break. And what he asked me was the same thing that happens to me everywhere. They don't want to know about conservative or liberal politics. He kneeled down in his chair, whispered to me, commercial break, "Larry," and he knew he was going to lose. He was pretty. What were the Beatles really like? So that's the question everybody asked. In this book, we find that Pete Best, the original drummer who was outstanding, was the most popular Beatle in England.
Right.
And in 1962, he was at a concert in the Manchester Playhouse that was arranged by Brian Epstein. And all the parents were in the bus waiting to go home to Liverpool and all the other Beatles, but Pete had to stay behind because they couldn't get him out because people loved him so much. And they put him in a bin, the kind of bin you see in a hotel where the housekeepers are dragging all the sheets around and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they put him in this bin. A young woman comes up to him, the girl about 12 or 13, with a pair of scissors to try to cut a piece of his shirt to take home as a souvenir. But instead, she stabs him. Okay? She doesn't mean to. She stabs him.
Yeah.
He's now bleeding. The cops take him out to the bus. He is shaking, bleeding, nervous wreck, and they put him in the bus. And Paul McCartney's wonderful father, for the most part, James McCartney, comes up to him, grabs him by his lapels, and says, "Pete, are you happy?" Showed the boys up again. And that was the beginning of the end for Pete Best.
Yeah, no shining stars, right?
No shining stars. And this tremendous teenage rivalry. You know, people talk about high school kind of behavior. You know, when people have fights in Hollywood, yeah. they say it's like high school. This was high school. And so basically, you know, the stories of how this happened, how Ringo Starr got his break. He was basically almost arrested after stealing from on his job as a waiter on the ferry across the Mersey. The time in Hamburg when a convicted killer actually protected them from the goons from the nightclubs when they got angry at them. The fake charges against McCartney and Best for allegedly setting a fire at a Hamburg nightclub. Paul and John Lennon almost arrested. My buddy John almost arrested for stealing a harmonica.
They were kids.
George Harrison deported from the country because he was too young to work. They had I hope this is okay, but they had a manager named Alan Williams who subbed as a doctor every 3 days because they lived among the ladies of the night. And he would talk to me about, he called himself the pox doctor. He would give them shots every 3 days. I mean, and then you go back to the drama of them almost breaking up 30 or 40 times. So, and then Epstein, and you know, it just became a story that gave me the chills just covering it and writing it.
You know, when you talk about Pete Best, I don't know if it's front or not, but he seems to be handling it. Of course, after years, you got to get over something sometimes, but he seems to be handling it pretty well. I mean, he seems to have accepted the fact that he was replaced by a session drummer for all practical purposes.
Well, both Ringo and Pete were replaced by session drummers in songs for Love Me Do and
right.
Please Me. But having said that, yes, he is, but he's also $10 million richer. What happened was very simply that his best friend, Neil Aspinall, was the Beatles' roadie. And when they fired him, he pleaded with Neil. He said, stay with them. Well, Neil eventually ran their entire empire. But about 1998 or 1999, when the Beatles anthology came out, Neil rewarded his former family, and I'll explain family in a minute, with $10 million for their cooperation. They weren't represented very well in the anthology. Get this story. You talk about something so amazing. Neil Aspinall was 21 years old when he met Pete Best's mother, who was 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a baby together. That baby became Pete's brother.
Wow.
Rogue. The stories out of this are just beyond anything I thought of.
Our special guest is our friend Larry Kane. His third book about the Beatles out right now, When They Were Boys, available in bookstores as we speak. The true story of the Beatles' rise to the top, the Dean of Philadelphia Television, and also the Voice of Reason on the Comcast Network. And Larry Kane and I will be right back with more on Ron Sedgy Today.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Back again with Ron Sedgy and Larry Kane, and the new book that Larry has out right now, the third in a trilogy, is called When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top, a fascinating description of what it was like to be with the Beatles and to actually hear the stories that they had prior to their immense success. And Larry and I were talking during the break. Some of the stories that you heard when you covered them during their stay here in the United States were actually stories that were pre-success stories.
Well, absolutely. There was a discussion with Paul McCartney about his family, and he started telling me about his father saying, don't do this. Don't. He talked elaborately about his dad as suggesting he get a day job. And he discussed about how although his father was extremely supportive of his musical career, how touching it was that his father cared about him, but his father didn't want him to go forward. And then the stories about the deaths of Paul's mother and John's mother. Mm-hmm. Paul's mother died of cancer when he was about 14.
Yeah.
John's mother was hit by a car and killed, and he did have a good relationship with her. They didn't see each other much, but he loved her. And he was about 17 when she was killed. And so the two of them had this commonality, and my mother died in the summer of 1964, and I was 21. And I remember them coming to me on the airplane, finding out about this, and talking to me and asking me how I was.
Really?
Chatting. It was sort of an interesting thing. I mean, we had three young men. I was 21. McCartney was 21. John was 23 at the time. Talking about losing mothers and the hole that it brought to you in your life.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. Also, Ringo talking about his illnesses, which I didn't quite understand. I mean, Ringo gave me a story that he was going to have a tonsil operation, tonsillitis, and his tonsils out. And I don't know if you can try to put this in perspective, but that story was a worldwide story.
I remember that.
That he was having his tonsils out. He started talking about his illnesses that he had as a child, TB and various lung problems. And George, of course, was just crazy about his parents. His parents were the most supportive of all the parents. And his father drove the number 81 bus. In fact, his father drove him to concerts, which I thought was interesting that he went in the bus.
Yeah.
And it's very touching. And the other stories that come out of this are basically the way they grew up. They were not poor. Three of them were middle class. Ringo is the one who had the bathroom in the backyard. And Pete Best, of course, his life is chronicled here, too, because you know something? He helped make them a success. The other thing that really blew my mind was how clever Epstein was for a guy who was not in show business.
Right. No, there's no doubt about it. Innate cleverness.
He made them over. He made them palatable.
Right. Marketable.
As my father said, watch your back. They're a menace to society.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made them palatable to the adults and young adults of the world. And just to give them enough time for people to understand just how great their music was. And you know something? What if they had gone out there in the same grungy rock look of the leather jackets and the sleazy look they had in Hamburg and went out there and the public did not like them, or the public, maybe we wouldn't have heard their music.
Yeah.
So he was pretty amazing. And by the way, he wasn't a great businessman. but he was a very shrewd manager.
You know, you talk about Louise Harrison in the book, and she's a trip. I go to Branson a lot to do our show, and she lives in Branson with a Beatles tribute band.
Right.
Which, by the way, is very, very good. You know, she kind of acted as the volunteer mainstay in the States to get back to the boys in England as to what the feel was here in the United States. She did a lot of work.
Well,
she was a heck of a promoter.
There's several people in this book who can't get arrested for their information. Bill Harry, who basically rigged a poll in his newspaper to make Louise Harrison, who was the advance person for the Beatles in America, as you say, who, by the way, moved to Sarasota for a while. She is really quite a personality, and I think that the other thing is, you and I could walk into Liverpool and find more liars than ever existed in the world. I mean, I gave them their haircut. I did this.
Sure.
And yet there are people there, there's a cadre of about 20 people, and this is going to touch you a little bit, who meet once a month. They're all the people that were left behind.
Wow.
Sam Leach's of the world, the people who gave them their opportunities. And by the way, I'm not saying the Beatles ignore them, because they've given them some acknowledgement over the years. But basically, once they left Liverpool, if you and I, you came from Erie, Pennsylvania. I grew up in Miami. We always remember our roots, and I know you still have contacts up there. But you don't mind me saying you came from Europe?
Oh, no, no, not at all. And all the bill collectors have been long dead.
But if you look at that situation about all these people, they really shut the door on them, and their anthology never ever really examined the role of these people in giving them subsistence when they were so down and so out. And people that were friends of them, Quarrymen especially, are funny. Colin Hanton, one of the drummers, who's become a friend, and Rod Davis, the champion 72-year-old surfboarder, and Len Gary, who's an architect. These guys are all Ron and John's buddies, and they made him last through the age of 17 before he found a real group. It was just terrific.
I failed to mention, and I apologize, Larry, there is not only sensational verbiage in this book, but a very interesting and comprehensive and complete pictorial that, you know, it's worth the price of the book just for the pictures.
Picture editor on this book, her name is Sue Oyama. She's amazing. She found stuff that I didn't know existed. I have to tell you, when I started to look the way she put the pictures together, you see the actual makeover.
Yeah.
And this is a 16-month thing. I mean, you know, you and I were born the way we are, and we look the way we do, and sometimes we change our style and all that. They were very rough. And they look like a bunch of what we call punk rockers.
Right, today, yeah.
And now their outfits look like they were ready to board a spaceship or JFK's project to go to the moon.
Right,
you know?
Good analogy.
So, but it was quite an adventure.
The unfortunate part about this is you don't have 3 days to talk to me. Because
I'll be back anytime you want, right?
Honestly, I'm serious. I would love to have you come back. I had read the book. Couldn't put it down, and then I put all these markers in here about things that I wanted to ask you about, and realized at that point that I don't need any notes to talk about the Beatles, and certainly with your background and so similar to mine, I guess that this is old home week.
It is home week, and it was great to talk about the people we know about.
Yeah. Again, it is in bookstores as we speak. When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top by Larry Kane, one of the premier broadcasters in our industry, is a fellow that I'm very proud to know. I get some of these early records by these guys, MGM, Holly, VJ. I have with Stu doing the lead singing on a couple of them. I guess I better keep those in my vault of trouble.
I would keep them in a vault, keep them clean,
yeah.
Wrap them up nicely.
Yeah.
And if you have Stu Sutcliffe on these songs.
Yeah.
There's one song he does called Love Me Tender, the Elvis song.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, chilling to hear him sing it.
I appreciate you being here, Larry. I really do. And I take me up on my offer to come back. And when you come down here to Florida, which I know you do occasionally for the Golf Channel, please give me a holler so we can break bread, okay?
Fantastic.
Larry, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And we will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
And Bobby Love.
Friend, it makes you feel all right. If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren has launched her 2020 campaign.
This is the fight of our lives. The fight to build an America where dreams are possible, an America that works for everyone.
She made it official in an announcement in her home state. She'll make stops in New Hampshire and Iowa over the weekend. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. I'm very excited to have our next guest on our show. He was with us a couple of years back. He's a tremendous guy, real talent, and this is the gentle giant that you hear about. He was a professional wrestler for 28 years. We're going to talk about all the things that he's done when we bring on Bill DeMott. Hey, Bill, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Ron, how are you doing? Good to talk to you again.
You know, it's long overdue, our conversations.
Been a little hectic lately.
It sure has. Well, let's digress for just a moment, okay? You have been in front of the cameras, behind the cameras. You've been seen on TBS, TNT, USA, MTV. Your top-rated series, Tough Enough. You later became a head coach in charge of the wrestlers for the WWE going around the world. How does it feel now to leave the ring? And we've talked about this in the past.
Yes, you know the funny thing is, as you know, you've been in this industry for so long and doing so well. And when you leave, you don't really leave. But I've been actually away from it now. For 3 years, a little bit more aches and pains than I'm used to, less movement, you know, so things are settling in as I age a little bit, but it was just a great career of almost 30 years traveling around the world, and thank you for the accolades in front of the camera and behind, and just having my hands in what was up and coming and just the industry the way it is now. I'm still a big fan. I watch as much as possible. I keep up to date with things like that. Actually, the way things are now in life, it was a blessing in disguise.
One of the biggest compliments anyone can have in a career is getting the compliment of their peers. Last week we had on the show Diamond Dallas Page. When I told him that you and I were friends, he couldn't say enough good things about you, Bill.
Talk about a motivator and a positive cat. Just such a student of the game, and he wanted to make sure that what he learned, everybody was learning, and he's like that outside of wrestling now. He's so successful. The guy's changing lives and saving lives, and I'm honored just the fact that he speaks so highly of me.
I love the show, the Bill DeMott Experience, which I had the indeed pleasure of being on one time. Came over here to the studio and we did a couple of hours.
Yes.
That was so much fun, which brings me to the subject at hand. That was probably like on a Wednesday, Thursday, a couple of years ago.
Right.
Two nights later, I turn on the TV, ladies and gentlemen, and I find out that the beautiful daughter of Bill DeMott, Carrie Ann DeMott, was tragically killed here in Florida in a DUI accident. Changed this man's life forever, as it would anyone. You never want to have your child leave you before you do, but especially in this very ugly fashion. And then you started, of course, the Carrie Ann DeMott Foundation.
Yeah.
Bill, tell us about that, because as you know, I'm very passionate about this. I was there, saw the grief that goes through a parent losing a child to a drunk driver. I mean, it's tough enough, as I said, losing a child, but to lose it in this fashion is probably the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, I hope you know how my family feels about you and your wife. You were there for us, and the support and just, you know, the love for the families, we cannot express how much we appreciate you both and care for you. Yeah, the Build My Experience was kind of getting going, and you and I were together for that day. That was the last show before the tragedy, and then life takes you in a different direction. Carrie was 20 years old. I knew what she was going to do as her dad. I knew what she was capable of. Just something spoke to my heart. I have to continue what her message and mission is and was going to be. And so my family's made great sacrifices to make that happen, and we started the foundation, and I literally spend 24 hours a day in front of computers and doing my homework, and now in front of legislators and senators and Congress. You know, we speak to tens and 20s and 30,000 students a year, as well as law enforcement and corporations and corporate events and things, and we get to introduce Carrie, but we talk about decisions and how a decision that one person made affected so many others. It's strange. You never know the journey you're going to be on. And, you know, God put me in front of you on that day for the Build Them On Experience. And the love we got from you was, I believe everything, nothing's a coincidence. Everything has a meaning. But the love that came from, still continues to come from this tragedy and the people that have surrounded us, has built this foundation into what's becoming a big deal.
And I think what's important to note, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill could have went on to many things behind the scenes, worked with talent all the time. He would have been in the arena, if you will. He stopped everything, and I know this for a fact, he has stopped everything, and he has indeed spent 24/7 on the Kerry and DeMont Foundation, and rightfully so. And you're doing a great job, because
thank
what
you.
You're doing is your sacrifice is helping other people realize the disaster that can happen and has happened and did happen with a drunk driver. And
yeah.
what you're doing and the time you're spending with it and lending your name to it, that's what's important. Because unfortunately, the guy down the street wouldn't be able to have the impact that you have.
Right.
And you have that, and you have the ability to deliver it, the notoriety to make it happen, and you're doing it, Bill.
Well, thank you. It's just, you know, it came from meeting one too many fathers. I've had the unfortunate honor of meeting some tremendous families that have suffered the same loss, and there was one night in particular where a father told me that he hasn't been out of his house in 8 years and hasn't spoken to anyone because he doesn't know what to say. I just knew that when another grown man looks at another grown man and says that you have a job to do.
Yeah.
And it's my voice, but it's my daughter's words. It's my daughter's mission.
Yeah.
And as you know, as a father, you have two options. I always say you have two options. Sit in the corner and kind of dwell on it and try to get through every day, or wake up and find a reason to go out there. And I'm surrounded by people that make sure I get up every day and keep going forward. So it's hard for some people to hear this, but my family's blessed. We're blessed, and to be able to do this with Carrie Ann is just a blessing. It's just, I don't know how else to put it.
You know, Bill, you're as strong with this cause and with your feelings and what you just said. You are stronger now than you were in the ring. I want you to know that. And I
yes,
say that probably. First of all, I must tell you, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying this because Bill and I are close friends. I will tell you, Carrie Ann DeMont was a beautiful girl, inside and out.
Sure.
How can people listening get involved? Because this foundation isn't just about your family. It's about your family helping other families. How can they get involved, Bill?
Yeah, thank you. We just announced this year, and the foundation has actually been organized for almost 2 years now, and we just announced our victim service program as well. We're going to be out there helping families get through the same tragedy that we've been through, and we offer our services no fee. We want to be there to help them through the process or whatever they need as a family going through the same tragedy, and even after that, to know that they're not alone. People can reach out to us on Facebook at the Carrie Ann DeMont Foundation. Our website is thecarrieanndemontfoundation.com. We have a P.O. box. It's 782269 Orlando, Florida, 32878. And our phone number is 407-776-4694. We're always looking for interns. We're always looking for volunteers. We're a grassroots organization, so we run on donations and sponsorship. And it's gotten us so far, and so many people have been gracious enough, and we just had our third annual dinner, and one of the things that stuck out was we're growing nationally without national national sponsorship. We just want people to know what's going on, how we can fix it, and we talk to these kids so much more about, we don't even talk about drunk driving, we talk about decisions and social media and the bullying aspects and the texting and the things that can affect them somewhere down the line. And we want kids to be as prepared as Carrie Ann was and the decisions they make. And we want the adults to understand, too, that the decisions we make as adults are affecting other people.
I want to make mention of the fact that Carrie's name is spelled K-E-R-I.
K-E-R-I-A-N-N-E, yes.
Right. Bill, you know this. My hat's in the ring. Anything
yes,
he wants
sir.
To do, you know that. Whether it's MC, our concert with our musical tour, which you've seen in the past, anything you want from us, and we'll keep on carrying the torch for the Carrie Ann DeMont Foundation that helps not only families here in this regional area, but all across the country. Bill, you're terrific.
Yes,
you're the man.
Thank you, Ron. I can't thank you and Miss Claudia enough. We think the world of you. We love you, and thank you for an opportunity again. I need you. You can't go anywhere yet.
Do it. Go to the Facebook and the website that Bill mentioned, and you'll be touched, and you'll want to get involved. Our special guest, Bill DeMont. What a guy. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And you're listening to Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Our next guest is not only going to have a very interesting chat with us, but a very important one, too, because it applies to everyone. Everyone today is on the Internet, no matter who you are, where you are, what you are, okay? You are there. We're going to talk to Google's Director of Account Security and Internet Safety Expert, Mark Risher. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Thank you.
When I said in the introduction that this is very important, it really is from the standpoint of all that you hear that takes place on the Internet that people really don't know about. And you, I understand, have numerous patents for inventions that are anti-spam and things that protect us from all of the crazy things that happens out there in the world of the Internet. How do you keep this stuff safe? What do you do? What's the latest updates in this area, Mark?
That's true. We're
constantly building new things, inventing new things, as you said, to try to keep people safe online. As you said, there's lots of news out there about companies getting hacked or breached, and there's confusion of what should people do, so we wanted to use this to focus attention on it and make sure people are able to take the right steps.
So where do we start? Because you have all of these antivirus things that come on the screen and everything else. My wife gets mad when I open up something that's spam because she says, oh, Mo, you're going to be compromised online. What do we do? Where do we start?
One simple place to start is with passwords.
Okay.
It's something where we've actually given some bad advice in the past. People generally think that the stronger your password is, meaning the more numbers, symbols, capital letters, punctuation, the better. And that's true to an extent, but a recent study found that more than half of the people that do that end up reusing that same strong password on every site they visit, meaning that if any one site gets broken into, now that super strong password is out there for everyone to use. What we recommend is a unique password. On every different site, you have a different password, and that's when we built some new tools to help people manage and stay on top of that.
Yeah, that's the important part, managing and staying on top of it, because I tried the multiple uses of passwords, and then I forgot what they were. And of course, I write them down, and I lose the piece of paper. So I, for a long time, using the same one, knowing very well that that is not a safe way to really take it. What about the security check? Do you have to clear your computer of cookies and all these things all the time? Will they bog it down or make it more vulnerable to being compromised?
On the first one that you mentioned about memorizing your passwords, yes, that is hard, and that's why we built features into Google Chrome, the web browser, that will memorize the password for you and then automatically type it in when you visit a site. That's much more convenient and actually more secure, and so that helps with that first problem of memorizing your password. The second piece you asked was about cookies, cleaning up your device, and how to do a security checkup. And that's where it's really about how do we ensure people are taking the right few steps to get themselves into a healthy state. And the security checkup that Google has built, which is at g.co/security checkup, walks you through personalized individual advice that will help you take the one or two or three things that are best going to protect you.
Now, you talk about the memory of the password for each different application. Is that where you say, remember me, you hit that?
It could be either. So sometimes the website themselves will say, remember me or keep me signed in, and we recommend that because one of the problems with passwords is the more often someone types it in, the more likely they could be deceived or make a mistake and accidentally give it away to the wrong place. So typing infrequently and not signing out if you don't need to actually improves your security. A little counterintuitive. So the second part I was saying is in the web browser itself, in Google Chrome, you'll get a little pop-up after you sign in saying, do you want us to save your password in your Google account?
I see.
And if you say yes, what that means is that we'll protect it, we'll lock it up, and then we'll automatically fill it in if you come back to that site in the future.
What about recovery? I mean, can you give them your email address or your phone number or something of that nature so that you get some communications between yourself and Google?
Yeah, recovery is super important. You know, we could make your account so secure that you could never get in, but then if you forgot your cell phone in a taxi, you'd be locked out permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So recovery is the flip side of that coin, and we want to make it so that by providing a phone number, if you do leave that cell phone behind, we can still get to you through other mechanisms, like sending you an email message, or when you buy a new phone, we can send a message there. The second piece, though, is that it allows us to challenge any suspicious behavior. So if someone tries to log in, claims to be Ron, but we're a little suspicious, we can send a code to that phone that allows us to confirm that it really is you.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's really fascinating. Now, you talk about a two-step verification process. Explain that, because I want to be clear on that.
Yes, a two-step verification is basically that second scenario I just listed, which is that in addition to your password, there's another step that people need to go through, which should be not very inconvenient for you, the legitimate account holder,
right,
but it's something that the attackers can't easily do. And the stronger that second factor in turning that kind of capability on, the less likely that somebody on the other side of the world can be breaking into your account and stealing your sensitive information.
Now, years ago, when I was young, your parents had to talk to you about certain things, you know. Don't go in a car with somebody offering you candy, you know. Don't do this, don't do that. Now we got to talk to children about the Internet because they get on and they really are having such a great time. They probably are not aware or even capable of grasping at some ages, because you start so young, about the dangers of it. How do you get over that issue?
Well, Google tried to help with that by building a site called Be Internet Awesome, which collects together a bunch of information about how to be safe and respectful and avoid problems like cyberbullying or oversharing online for both parents and kids alike. And it's got resources aimed for both audiences. It has a game called Interland that kids themselves can do to learn about, it's an educational game to learn about tips and ways that they can better understand what's happening. And then it has curricula for teachers and tips for parents to use for better educating and making sure the whole family stays safe.
Where can we go for more information?
Well, the Google Security Checkup that I mentioned is sort of the one-stop shop. If you remember one thing only, it's g.co/securitycheckup.
Okay.
But in addition, we're constantly putting information out there, and you can use our Google search to find things like the Be Internet Awesome that I mentioned, apps like our YouTube Kids app, and tips and advice like we've just been talking about today.
Sounds great. One of these days you want to have you come back and talk about your time at the Tribeca Film Festival, where I know that you spent a little time. We'll have to talk about that. Now, one other question, and I don't mean to be flip, all right? Safer Internet Day, do I have to buy presents or anything for any people on this day?
Traditional way to celebrate is by sending cupcakes to me at my office. but if you're not able to do that, I will take joy in the fact that people are visiting the Google Security Checkup and getting themselves safer online on Safer Internet Day.
It's becoming my favorite holiday. I don't have to buy any cards. I don't have to buy any presents. This is the perfect holiday. Mark, thanks for joining us. Very, very important, and we invite everybody to check out more about what it takes with Safer Internet, and thank Google for putting together these great programs. Our guest has been Mark Richard, Productive Management at Google. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Ron.
And a quick little reminder to you, you can check our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show, this one, on demand, 24/7. We'll be right back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on the second weekend of February. I want to thank my guest this past hour, Larry Kane, who wrote the fascinating book, When They Were Boys. And again, the 55th anniversary, February 9th, of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. We're going to pay more tribute to that massive date in our musical history. I also want to thank my buddy Bill DeMott and Mark Risher. Next hour, the original drummer of the Beatles, Pete Best, will be here. Gregory Martin, who is an actor and author and the son of George Martin, who produced all of the Beatles material. And then we're going to be talking to dietitian Bonnie Taub Dix. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back.